help. Go through the impact of 7 modeled interventions that we looked at, and finally talk about some key challenges and steps to achieve the forum vision. So the Berkeley Forum is a project initiated by School of Public Health, Dean Steve Shortell, and Richard Scheffler about 1.5 years ago. And they saw an opportunity in California to bring together the leaders of the California healthcare system across different parts of the industry in order to address shared challenges. Luckily, they were able to get the participation of about 12 CEOs in California, including CEOs of the large payers, such as Anthem Blue Cross, Blue Shield of California, and Health Net, the health system's participation, so Kaiser Permanente, Sutter Health, Sharp Healthcare, Dignity Health, medical groups such as Healthcare Partners, and also participation from the public sector, including the Secretary of Health for California and the Insurance Commissioner. This group came together via a series of meetings, conference calls, and emails to examine shared challenges and opportunities to improve the system. Ultimately, the work of the group resulted in a report released this February entitled A New Vision for California's Healthcare System, which is available on the Berkeley Forum website and which I will touch upon today in my presentation. So the first thing that we looked at was how California performs in terms of healthcare spending, specifically some of the issues we discussed earlier today, healthcare spending as a percentage of the economy. And what we see, California as the bottom blue line, is that in 1991, California spent 12.1% of its GDP on healthcare expenditures. That number stayed relatively flat, actually declined a little in the 90s, thanks to a strong economy as well, and then started to increase in the 2000s, reaching 15.1% in 2009. The U.S. took a similar trend, although has historically always been higher than California. We see a couple percentage points higher by 2009. What we did is project this forward, and what we estimate is that California will reach 17.1% of GDP spent on healthcare in 2022. So still be lower than even where the U.S. is today, but significant growth from where California is today. One of the things we wanted to understand is why California has performed historically better when it comes to healthcare spending per capita than the rest of the U.S. And we realized quickly it was not due to unit costs or prices, because California actually has relatively high prices compared to the rest of the U.S. But utilization is the main driver of lower healthcare spending in California. And some of the factors here are because California has a younger population, higher percentage of Asians and Latinos, which tend to be lower utilizers, and also a higher uninsured rate than the rest of the country. Even once we control for these factors, however, and a number of other factors, we see that California still has significantly lower utilization. Specifically, we have 76% the rate of inpatient discharges, 78% the rate of ER visits as the rest of the country. We even have a lower number of physician visits than the rest of the country. The Berkeley Forum believes, and after examining a lot of evidence, that the unique structure of California's delivery and financing system contributes to this low utilization. Specifically, California has a much higher share of managed care and HMO penetration than the rest of the country, and also a higher percentage of payments coming through capitation and larger use of the delegated model. However, we do still have a ways to go, and one of the things we looked at was how California is actually performing when it comes to the sharing of financial risk with providers, both in terms of lives covered under HMOs and full risk systems, as well as dollars, or where the dollars are going. And what we see is, even though California has 40% of its population or more covered in HMOs, we still spend 78 cents on every dollar in fee-for-service healthcare spending mechanisms. Similarly, we looked at how much care integration there is in California, looking at medical group sizes and independent practice associations, and saw that only 30% of Californians today receive their care from what we would consider to be high or fully integrated care systems. So the Berkeley Forum vision is composed of three components, and all of the CEOs across the payers, the medical groups, and hospital systems endorse the Berkeley Forum vision. The three components include payment reform, specifically a rapid move away from fee-for-service, and two risk-adjusted global budgets. The group wanted to reduce the share of healthcare spending paid via fee-for-service from the current 78% to 50% in the next 10 years. Similarly, there's a large focus on integrated care and increasing or doubling the share of the population receiving care from fully or highly integrated care systems in the next 10 years. And finally, there was a lot of discussion among this group about the various lifestyle and environmental factors that affect Californians' lives and the need for the healthcare sector to work alongside other sectors and other parts of the state, such as the education infrastructure system, in order to promote and encourage healthier lifestyle and environments for Californians. The group also specifically endorsed seven initiatives that they felt would increase value, improve care, and reduce healthcare spending in the long run in California. The first one is what we talked about, global budgets and integrated care systems. Some of the others include increasing the use of patient-centered medical homes, increasing palliative care access, increasing rates of physical activity, increasing the use of non-physician providers, such as nurse practitioners and physician assistants, reducing the rates of healthcare-associated infections, and reducing the rates of preterm births. We modeled the impact under where we think the market is going, current developments, and where we could potentially reach if the forum vision was attained. And we estimate that California could save $110 billion in the coming 10 years with these interventions, which represents about $800 per household per year for the coming 10 years. We looked at the impact on the cost curve as well, and as I mentioned, we're projecting California to go up to 17.1% of its GDP spent on healthcare in 2022. With these interventions, that number still rises. There's still a lot of opportunity to bend the cost curve, but we go down to 16.5% in 2022. Nonetheless, we recognize, and as there was discussed this morning, there's a number of key challenges to achieving the forum vision. A couple of bigger ones that I wanted to discuss. First, provider consolidation is a major challenge. It is something that the Berkeley Forum feels is important in order to achieve coordinated care across settings, across providers, and also for organizations to be able to carry the financial risk that comes with global budgets. However, there needs to be mechanisms to monitor and ensure that markets remain competitive and providers do not use their consolidation in anti-competitive ways to increase prices. Secondly, declining enrollment in commercial HMO among the commercial HMO populations is a big problem as well in California. We've seen a 20% decline in commercial HMOs in California, aside from Kaiser, in the last 5 years. Some of the reasons for this include increasing capitation rates to physician groups, which has led to faster premium growth and employers becoming discouraged that HMOs are actually leading to any sort of savings. There's also been a growth in employer self-funding for various tax benefits and other reasons. Employers are moving in this direction. And in general, they cannot have an HMO plan that is self-funded. HMOs are also not structured for some of the higher cost sharing we were discussing earlier today. They're not designed conceptually or administratively or regulatorily, in many cases, to be able to have higher deductibles, higher copays, And as employers are moving in this direction, HMO plans are not able to keep up with this demand. The health benefit exchange is also a challenge because the silver level plan, which is expected to be the baseline plan offered on the exchange in terms of subsidies, is expected to have a fairly high cost sharing component, and therefore it's expected that HMOs will not be able to compete as effectively for members in the exchange. And finally, while this group did stay at a very high level and really focused on providing a collective vision coming from all parts of the industry, they did discuss some initial steps to help us get towards the forum vision. While ultimately they see risk-adjusted full global budgeting as the way to go for the healthcare system, there's intermediaries such as ACOs, shared savings, episodic payments that are good ways for providers to get more acquainted with carrying risk. Similarly for Medicare, moving towards more Medicare Advantage enrollment and increasing enrollment in Medicare ACOs is an important way to move in that direction. The state of California has also been taking a very concerted effort to move the Medi-Cal and the dual eligible population into managed care and away from fee-for-service. And it's expected that the vast majority of Medi-Cal patients will be in HMO plans in the coming few years, and that's something that the forum supported. And finally, in terms of improved population health, the forum really emphasized the importance of various sectors outside of healthcare focusing on improving the health of Californians, and that includes education, infrastructure, and social services. And there's a lot of opportunity for cross-collaboration among these various service sectors. For employers, there's also a very big role in creating healthier work sites and healthier work environments and offering their employees high-value health plans that help promote the direction of integrated and aligned, financially aligned care. So hopefully that gives you a little perspective on the Berkeley Forum and this group, and a lot more information is available on the Berkeley Forum website, including the full report and analyses. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, I think what we've heard too is that there is a lot of potential. I was told to remind the panelists to push the button in the middle and pull the mic toward you. I think we've heard that there is a potential contribution from these delivery system reforms, all focused on the triple aim of achieving better care, better outcomes, and lower costs. But the challenges that we've heard from the panel include all of the implementation challenges of execution, whether it's ACO, Kaiser Permanente model, or other integrated delivery system forms of care. Challenges of how to spread it more broadly. The Commonwealth Fund has sponsored a bipartisan policy forum for a number of years, and we bring leaders from Kaiser Permanente, Geisinger, Intermountain, Group Health, and they say, you know, what percent of the population is covered now? What was covered 10 years ago? And it's kind of, while we don't have good numbers, seems to be about 10% of the population over time. So how do we get it to grow? We didn't talk a lot about some of the things that have undermined reform efforts in the past, but there's certainly the potential, that as this gets closer to reality, of physician backlash, particularly perhaps among specialist physicians, and a potential for patient backlash. I think we heard from Bernadette that patients have to perceive that they're getting value and not rationed care. Concerns of market power of large health systems, although we heard a little bit from Susan before that maybe that's not as big a concern as we think. But one of the new ones to me that Fiore brought home was this decline of comprehensive employer coverage, the loss of enrollment in HMOs, the growth of PPOs, the growth of higher, continued growth of higher deductible. So people are not getting their coverage in a way that fits with integrated care delivery. That's a challenge. And then it goes without saying,